I visited St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin recently. If you're not religious and live very close to it, as in my case, it's easy to keep passing it by, ignoring the way it encapsulates the history and spirit of our capital city. But even the occasional visit reminds you of what it means to be a Dubliner. Sometimes it's thronged with visitors, drawn by its central location in the inner city tourist trail. But at other times, the only sound can be your own footsteps, those and the whisperings of the ghosts. Do I believe in ghosts? No, of course I don't. But somehow, there are places in this ancient city of ours where you doubt your rational senses. St. Patrick's is one of them, in part because the most dominant ghost of all is the great, angry 18th century Dean, Jonathan Swift, whom we point to with pride. We like to forget that he railed against his posting to Dublin, a precipitate descent from the court of Queen Anne, where he had hoped for great preferment. But the Dean haunts another building even more closely, or so they say. That's the Deanery, the gracious Queen Anne house that is still home to the Deans of St. Patrick's. Situated behind a high wall on Kevin Street, alongside the old Kevin Street Garda station, the Deanery has survived the Philistinism of Dublin city authorities through the ages, and, it has to be said, the Church of Ireland authorities as well. It houses a portrait of the Dean. He stands against the dining room window with the cathedral in the background, but there's no spire. It was painted before the spire was built. And sitting in that dining room today, facing the actual window shown in the portrait, but with the spire soaring outside, raises the hair on the back of your neck. And it's easy to understand why so many people familiar with the old house are willing to swear that the great Dean sometimes crosses the lofty hall in the quiet of the evening. I believe those who swear by it and who say that the shadowy presence is a warm and comforting one. We might have lost this beautiful house with its rich history were it not for another very great Dean, Victor Griffin, and his wife Daphne. When Victor Griffin was appointed Dean of St. Patrick's in 1968, his and Daphne's twin sons were small boys, and the authorities, presumably with the best will in the world, suggested that they might not want to rear their boys in the inner city. The deanery could be sold for redevelopment, it was suggested, and a nice new deanery could be built in the suburbs, maybe somewhere like Fox Rock. Dean Griffin told me years later that he didn't have to call on Christian charity in his refusal. Daphne exploded. And the preservation of the lovely and historic old house is not all Dublin has to thank Victor Griffin for. A farmer's son from County Wicklow and a graduate of TCD, his early ministry was in Northern Ireland, where he met and married Daphne. But in 1968, on being appointed Dean, he adopted Dublin with open arms and was made one of the Irish People of the Year in 1979, with good reason. He was one of the leaders of the campaign to preserve the Woodkey Viking remains from the depredations of the City Council, along with Mary Robinson and Reverend F.X. Martin of UCD. And though they failed, less than a decade later, he was the founder, with journalist Frank MacDonald, of the Dublin Crisis Conference, when he saw our capital city's heritage being further threatened with devastation. Not just that, St. Patrick's, our greatest and most beautiful church, which had survived everything from plague to war and famine since the year 1190, and where Cromwell had contemptuously stabled his horses, was under threat. Sitting in St. Patrick's last week and with the traffic pounding past along Clanrassil Street, I thought about it all. In 1986, the City Council of the time had cast its eyes on Clanrassil Street to make access to the city easier. The plan was for a six-lane highway, less than 50 yards from the cathedral walls. Any fool would have known that the foundations of the cathedral would be undermined, but not apparently the city fathers or the national government. But they reckoned without Victor Griffin, classical scholar, theologian, and street fighter. There's no six-lane highway running past St. Patrick's today. We could do with that fighting spirit nowadays, when many of us think the ancient heart of our capital city is being ruthlessly destroyed in the name of progress. Daphne Griffin contracted multiple sclerosis early in their marriage, and I asked him once in an interview how it was possible not to lose faith in a merciful God after such a cruel blow. "I won't say I didn't get very angry with God," he told me. Human to his valiant core. And thinking about him last week as I sat in St. Patrick's, thanking his shade for his fierce spirit that was such a gift to his country in times of crisis, I knew that if Swift haunts his deanery, Victor Griffin has joined hands with him to watch over the jewel that is their cathedral. St. Patrick's is about to undergo renovation. The two great deans can be depended upon to watch over it, and let the city fathers put that in their pipes and smoke it.